from the campus of the University of Pennsylvania Wharton School. This is Work and Life on Business Radio, powered by the Wharton School. Here is Professor Stu Friedman.
Welcome, everybody, to Work and Life. I am your host, Stu Friedman. This is Work and Life on Sirius XM's Business Radio, powered by the Wharton School. I am very glad to have you with me this evening. I am an organizational psychologist here at the Wharton School, and I'm founder and director of Wharton's Work-Life Integration Project. If you want to know more about this project that we've had underway here for 25 years at the Wharton School, you can just Google Wharton Work-Life, and you can find all kinds of interesting and hopefully useful resources, videos, research, interviews, including transcripts of our shows that we have had going here on the Work and Life show for the last 2 years. In fact, tonight is our 101st show. So welcome. What we're doing on this show every week is to explore the connections among and between your work and the rest of your life. That's your home and family, your community and our society, and of course your private self, who you are uniquely, your mind, body, and spirit. What we're trying to do is to bring you useful information that's going to help you to create a greater sense of harmony among the different parts of your life. We come to you live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern. So if it's 7 o'clock Eastern time, we are live right now. We do rebroadcast throughout the week as well. And we love to hear from you. So what are you wrestling with at the intersection of work and the rest of life? And what can we do to help you to create positive change? You can write a really effective way is on Twitter. At Stu Friedman is my handle. It's S-T-E-W-F-R-I-E-D-M-A-N. You can also follow our channel's handle, which is Biz Radio 111. That's B-I-Z Radio 111. There's always cool stuff popping on that thread. You can also write by email, businessradio@siriusxm.com, or you can call. And I would love to hear from you. It's 844-WHARTON. That's our number, 844-942-7866. Coming up, I'm going to be speaking tonight with Ben Mand, who's the Senior Vice President of Brand Marketing and Innovation at Plum Organics. And then in the second half, we're going to be talking about, well, today's a really special day here in Pennsylvania. It's the presidential primary and a number of other elections. And we're going to be talking about the role of government in helping people in America to achieve a sense of harmony or integration or balance, if you will, between work and the rest of life, between work and family, work and community, work and the private self. What should government be doing? And what are the different candidates saying about what government should be doing? What do you think? I'll be very interested to hear your opinion. That is in the second half of our show. But right now, I am super excited to introduce to you Ben Mand, who is the Senior Vice President of Brand Marketing and Innovation at Plum Organics, where he has been instrumental in strengthening Plum's core mission, which is, well, we're going to hear more about it from Ben. He's been developing a brand campaign and launching more than 30 new products, helping to accelerate the Plum Organics brand from the number 3 to the number 1 organic baby food company. Prior to joining Plum, Ben worked in a number of different marketing and innovation roles at great companies such as General Mills and Johnson & Johnson. While at General Mills, Ben made an impact as a change agent. He was driving improvements in health and sustainability and social impact. So he's been at this for a while. And it's why I introduced him to you here and invited him to join us on the show. He's been at this issue of how you blend health, sustainability, positive social impact with consistent sales and profit growth for a number of well-known brands over time, including Progresso, Pillsbury, and Yoplait. Ben, welcome to Work and Life.
Stu, thanks for having me on the show.
Well, it's great to have you here. Ben and I met at a wonderful breakfast that his company helped to sponsor a couple of months ago with Fatherly, Fatherly.com, and we had a remarkable group of about 30 or 40 people talking about, well, the questions we're going to be addressing here. And Ben has been really in the lead of a remarkable campaign that I learned about at this breakfast, and would love to hear you speak about it, Ben, and I'm sure our listeners are going to be fascinated by the Parenting Unfiltered campaign. So can you give us just a brief summary or introduction about Plum Organics Parenting Unfiltered campaign?
Yeah, I'd be glad to. I suppose I could start by saying that I do have two little ones at home, although they're not so little anymore. I have a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old. And so Parenting Unfiltered was actually, you know, was very near and dear to my heart as well as my team's. So one of the things that as we stepped back and we thought about our brand and how we come to life and our role as a partner for parents, one of the things that struck us as we looked at the marketplace, and we looked at marketing, we looked at what parents were posting on social media, what we saw was a lot of those picture-perfect moments, right?
Mm-hmm.
Moments that we all really enjoy, and they're great, you know, when the entire family for the photo shoot, they're all facing camera, they're all smiling, they're all wearing white, and there are no stains.
That never happens in real life.
Yes. So rarely that it does actually happen.
But this is the image on social media, and this is one of the problems, of course, of social media, is that we're all feeling bad about ourselves because everybody else is projecting, you know, the perfection of their lives.
That's exactly right. You see it on social media when you go to the Giants game or you go to the Phillies game or whatever it may be, and you know that is a great moment. And those moments need to be embraced and cherished, of course. That mm-hmm. is. But our point was that's really 1% of what really goes on, and you know our thought is that sharing and celebrating the realities of parenting, the good, the bad, the downright smelly, whatever it is, you know, just revealing what's really real and embracing that. Our philosophy is there's a real amazing that comes from the other 99% as well. And, you know, you bring up a really important point. There was an important point from my standpoint as well is you look at those perfect images, whether it be a marketing ad or things that are put on social media by other parents, and you think that is the norm, right?
Yeah.
You see that and you see that is the standard.
Mm-hmm.
And you reflect on the morning you had with your family or the last week or whatever, and there's just not, that is such the rare moment.
Mm-hmm.
The other times it's, you know, running late out, you know, the door and the kids haven't finished their breakfast and, you know, all the myriad of different things that you face as a family. And, you know, what I think is important to recognize and I want parents to recognize is, you know, that what we see oftentimes in social media is just the 1% of what really happens. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we all have our challenges. And there's so much to this parenting thing. And you know, if you love your kids and you're doing the best you can, then chances are you're doing a great job.
So the video, which is fantastic, and I've seen it, and I expect it comes in a couple of different formats, or at least in different versions in terms of how the length of it.
Yeah.
You know, the core video. Where can people see it?
Well, you can see it on YouTube, or certainly in our on our Facebook page.
Okay.
Either one of those are easy places to see it.
So it's Plum Organics Parenting Unfiltered.
Yes.
And just give us, you know, a 15-second snapshot of what this video does.
Yeah, what it does is we spend time just thinking about, like, what are all the different moments that as parents that are really real, that cut through kind of the classic cliche, beautiful moments, there are challenges that we wanted to bring to life. So whether it be pumping at work for a mom, or that evening when you just sit down as a couple, and this one like struck me pretty hard, and you have a glass of wine and you're about to start doing some work and the baby, the monitor goes off and the baby is crying and there's that look to each other like, okay, who's going to, you know, whose turn is it type thing. So it's just bringing to life those moments, which, you know, can
those
be challenging.
There's micro negotiations where you're, you know, there might be some tension there, right?
Yes. Yes, very real things.
Mm-hmm. So you were saying that it brings to life some of these, the hard part, right, which of course is where so much of the sublime pleasure ultimately comes from. But your campaign is really a breakthrough in cutting, you know, past the gloss that's out there that makes so many people feel bad about themselves for failing to have the perfect family life as seen on Facebook.
Yes. Absolutely.
And so, where did the motivation come for this this campaign, and what's the impact been?
Well, the motivation came from two places. I would say there was the place of just, you know, from a marketplace, there's so many brands that have come out, and how do we really stand out and be different? So there was that functional mm-hmm. business aspect of it. But what, you know, as we talked about it as a team, what really pained us, and this is definitely true for me, is I always, there's so much judging that goes on, mm-hmm. and there's so much guilt that goes with parenting, and we wanted to be able to reveal the real and help parents understand that they've got this and that they can do it and that they shouldn't feel like such a failure. And so there was a mm-hmm. personal, for each of us parents who are working on this, we felt there was a personal element for us as well, right? We mm-hmm. know that we're not the only ones that feel this way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as we, it was very therapeutic as we were developing the campaign to recognize that it was really rewarding for us and helped kind of unlock mm-hmm. something inside. And we felt that there was an opportunity for us to do this with parents across the country as well.
So I'd love to hear more about how that unfolded in the, you know, the dynamics among your team. You said it was therapeutic. Can you say more about how talking about, well, revealing the real and somehow enhancing your acceptance of the real was useful to your team?
Well, you know, when we, as we were working through and coming up with the different, we had already come up with the idea and the concept, but then thinking through the different situations for the video and stuff, we talked about things that often aren't talked about in the workplace. Now, you might with one of your close colleagues or somebody, you know, nearby, talk about these, you know, challenges or funny moments or challenging mm-hmm. moments. But rarely in kind of a bigger forum, and really talk about like the challenges that comes with it, right?
So how'd you do that? How'd you make that happen, Ben, in the context of the actual conversation with your colleagues?
Well, first of all, I think it actually comes, you know, from a leader standpoint, mm-hmm. It, you know, has to come from me, right? Mm-hmm. You know, like I set the tone as to what is acceptable, right? Whether I recognize it or not, people take their cues from me. And, you know, I do have a natural bias for being very transparent. So, mm-hmm. you know, I share these things and I, you know, there are times I'm late to work or I have to leave early or whatever it may be. And I'm very transparent about those situations. And so as we were discussing these things, I was pretty transparent in some of these challenges. And, you know, that the one I talked about, you know, with the husband and wife on the couch, I mean, mm-hmm. that one, I have to tell you, in the first couple of cuts, I was like, oh, is that
too real?
It looked too real. I was like, it hit home hard for me, right? Mm. You know, because my wife and I have had those challenging moments because we both, you know, are trying to, you know, balance you know, careers as well as
sure.
being great parents. And there are times, you know, just like, well, who needs the time in front of their computer most type thing. And, you know, so there are those challenges. It was a very, very real and raw, resonant moment for me.
So by talking about the reality of tensions in your own family life and being able to fit all the pieces together, which is always a challenge, and encouraging and modeling that behavior for others while you're developing a campaign about how you were going to display this, what are the kinds of things that other people shared that helped you to create the video? And I'm also really interested to know how that changed how you work together.
Yeah, you know, so I'll start with the just how it changed or how the elements came together for the video. I think as I think about, and this is not something I've personally had to deal with, but certainly pumping at work and how you store that even when you travel. Mm-hmm. I saw my wife go through it. Mm-hmm. That one was a no-brainer to be in the video because it is a real pain point and it is that mm-hmm. kind of very visual you know, challenge of like, you know, on some level you need to be there for your little one and you want to be there for your little one, but you're using this device and then, you know, where do you do it? There were stories of, you know, whether you're in the bathroom or in various locations, there's not always just a great location to do it. And then, you know, if you're traveling, how you store it and all of those challenges. So that those were some real moments, I think, for the team. You know, honestly, I think for me and for the team, it came, our ability to talk about it really stemmed from the type of organization that we are. You know, our philosophy is to bring your own self to work. And so it actually has to start with just, you know, universally having just being a more of a real culture and having real conversations. And when you have that as your foundation, it's easier to be candid about the challenges of parenting. And I think for me, this started when I first started this organization. This was the company I wanted to work for. But we had, you know, one of the challenges of moving to the Bay Area is it's incredibly expensive and it's tough to kind of, you know, break into this market. And, you know, we had the, you know, there were basically, and we basically were, had two kids and one car. And so I rode my bike to work or took a bus or ran to and from work, which is, you know, kind of funny. I could use that run right now as I now do not work out nearly as much.
But, we could talk about that. But go ahead. Finish your story.
The whole challenge, right? So I had to leave every day by about 5:30 so I could catch a bus to get home to get the kids from the aftercare program, which closed right at 6. And, you know, usually I only had a couple minutes to spare. And, you know, this is, you know, when we're a small startup and we're struggling to get by, I did often have these feelings of like I was somehow it came across as I was letting the organization down or that they didn't feel that I understood how much we had to do as an organization to survive.
So was that in your head or was that real for other people?
It was in my head. I think a lot of it was in my head. I had a number of people who after a while pulled me aside and thanked me for doing that because they were struggling with the same thing.
Sure.
And it didn't, I guess I didn't, you know, for me, it was just cutting, like I had to, it was like out of necessity. Like we just, I had to pick up the kids and there was no two ways about it, which was good that it was forced that way. But I always did, you know, you as parents, you always, or I always struggle with, am I being a great dad? And then am I doing a great job for my company and for my team, right? And what we're trying to do here. So
let me just jump in here, Ben, and remind listeners, I'm speaking with Ben Mand, who's the Senior Vice President of Brand Marketing and Innovation at Plum Organics, which is the number one organic baby food company. And we're talking about their Parenting Unfiltered campaign, which shows in this wonderful video, Parenting Unfiltered, not the high gloss perfection that one sees in most commercial displays of family life, but the ugly, dirty, difficult, conflictual side of family life, that is the real side, as a way to help people see that, hey, this is how it really is. And if your life is like this, well, then, yeah, that's it. That's the way it is for all of us. So don't feel so bad. Parenting Unfiltered. So, Ben, you were saying that when you first started at Plum Organics, you felt some of this conflict, but you were open about it with your colleagues.
Yeah, and it, you know, like I said, it was at first, you know, as I had several people pull me aside and thank me, and were, I think, somewhat surprised that I, you know, would walk out the door at 5:30. I had one colleague tell me that she actually had emails that she had written, but she would actually set it such that the email would not go out until 10:30 at night.
To signal that she was burning the midnight oil.
Yeah, to signal that she was working, burning the midnight oil, which I never even dawned on me.
Insane, right?
But it, you know, like to me, that
people do that every day.
Yes, and that that's the wrong kind of behavior.
Totally agree.
Because it perpetuates what others feel like they have to then do. It's just this, mm-hmm. And so it was this campaign and how we've approached it has really helped us get real. And frankly, I think for some folks they would say, well, as you strive to, have that integration and balance or whatever you want mm-hmm. to call it, how do you get things done? How do you, you just accept less? And I would argue, what it does is it takes the stress and the guilt and all of those things. It doesn't take it completely away. There's always some level of guilt, I think, but it certainly minimizes and reduces that. And I actually think the performance is just as good. If not, I would argue even stronger because, when we're honest about it and we make, provisions and have flexibility such that parents can attend to the things that they need to and want to attend to outside of work. When they're able to do that, everybody's so much more committed.
Of course.
And
less distracted.
Less distracted. And I'm far more productive. And I feel the team is far more productive when they can, they can be their whole self at work and know that they did the things they need to do.
Of course.
This morning I was in my daughter's class and I mm-hmm. worked on reading with her class. It was something I did before work. And mm-hmm. so I got to work 20 minutes late. That's, part of.
So how did that help your performance at work? And why would the people at Plum Organics be happy to know that you were doing that?
One, I've been, I make every minute matter mm-hmm. during the day. And mm-hmm. I find I'm much more productive. Two is I still, I find ways to do the things I need to do. And I'm also more selective in just making sure I'm present or participating mm-hmm. in the things I need to participate mm-hmm. in.
So you're more focused on and conscious about your real priorities.
Yes.
And of course, that helps everybody around you and it probably helps them to do the same.
I think it does. I do see a change in behavior. I think there's always, it's a constant, you have to continually remind folks and you have to be that positive role model as much as you can. But I do see things change as an organization where we have conversations. I always talk about, I care about the long run. And so, I don't want people to burn out. I want people to have the right kind of balance. And mm-hmm. so for some folks, it's different for each person.
Absolutely.
And for some folks, if they have a longer commute, then they're working from home more days. For other folks, they, want to, come in super early and leave early. And mm-hmm. that's fine. It's, mm-hmm. I find with each person, it's important just to understand kind of their situation and what is important
yep.
to them. And then find a solution that works for them and the organization.
Exactly. And this is the work that we've been doing here at Wharton for 25 years is to help people learn through our research, teaching, and practice how to pursue what we call four-way wins, and that is action that you can take that benefits your work and your home and your community and yourself personally. And one of the core ideas is that everybody's different and everybody requires a different customized solution, but everybody's also thinking about, well, what can they do to make adjustments that are going to work for them personally, for their families, but also for us as an organization. And when you take that approach and you really try to make it a reality in your organization, you get exactly as you've been describing with your wonderful and really exemplary role model, you get enhanced commitment, you get prioritization that makes sense, and just people feel good about themselves. They're more confident, they're more able to innovate. All kinds of wonderful benefits that we've seen. So congratulations to you on making that a reality. And it's so wonderful how you've woven that into this remarkable campaign. I wonder, we only have a couple minutes here, what sort of impact you've had on the marketplace in terms of your brand with the Unfiltered campaign? What sort of feedback and reaction have you gotten?
Well, it's actually been overwhelmingly positive. So one, a number of organizations that hold awards have, you know, awarded us with, you know, best social, best video campaign of the year from last year. Mm-hmm. And I think it because it is so resonant that it actually addresses something that's very real for parents. And so that certainly has been positive. I think what for me I found really rewarding is if you look through the comments and you look at what people are saying, mm-hmm. it really, for me, is positive that they see themselves in this and they recognize that mm-hmm. this is what parenting is. Mm-hmm. And it's really endearing to see even couples sharing it back and forth, right? Mm-hmm. Because, and it just, you know, it, knowing that, you know, at the end of the day, we're partners and advocates for parents. Right. And our job is to make each step better and easier for them. And so, mm-hmm. you know, we do that from a product standpoint, mm-hmm. but certainly we want to try and do that just, you know, from a mind standpoint and, you know, from their soul and their mind and body and just how they're viewing, how they're doing things.
And their social life, their social dynamics and how they interact.
Yeah. So if we can take some of that guilt away mm-hmm. and that judgment and help them understand that, you know, they're in the same boat as all the rest of us. Mm-hmm. And then we're successful.
It's such a powerful idea and it's incredibly well executed to help people feel a little less guilty and ashamed, really, for not being the perfect parent and making normal the messiness. It's a wonderful public service, and it seems like such a natural and brilliant way to convey what your brand is about. It's I congratulate you, and I have great admiration for what you've done with this campaign.
To be fair, there's actually a team that has worked on this. So there's
When I said you, I meant you collectively. Yes, yeah. So you and your colleagues, yeah. of course.
Yep.
And so what's next for Plum Organics? How are you going to build on this in our last 30 seconds here?
Yeah, we feel it's an ongoing conversation, right? This is, you know, we started this this journey a year ago, and we've done a number of different things, and we will continue the conversation. So there are a number of smaller moments, conversations, whether it be Mother's Day, Father's Day. Mm-hmm. We've got some, I think, some really interesting, great ways to break through with parents and continue this notion of parenting unfiltered to bigger moments that we think will come later in the year.
Oh, that's a tease, Ben. Tell us more, whatever you can tell us about where we should be looking for new content from Plum Organics on this Parenting Unfiltered theme.
Well, what I would say is a lot of our activation, because we still are a small brand, is digitally minded. So
right.
I encourage you to follow us on Plum Organics, follow our brand on Facebook and all the other social channels, and you will be the first ones to know.
Well, you can be sure that I will be doing that, and I expect many of our listeners will as well. I've been speaking with Ben Mand, who's the Senior Vice President of Brand Marketing and Innovation at Plum Organics. For more information about Ben, about Parenting Unfiltered, and about Plum Organics, do follow them on Twitter. It's Plum Organics, P-L-U-M, Organics, O-R-G-A-N-I-C-S, on Twitter, on Facebook. Ben, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
It's been wonderful speaking with you. Coming up in the next part of our show, I'm going to be speaking about today's presidential primary here in Pennsylvania. And specifically, we're going to be talking about the role of government in helping your family, helping you to integrate and find a way to be effective in your work and family life. What should government be doing? Paid family medical leave, childcare, reducing student debt. What are the solutions that you think are relevant and important and doable in terms of what our government, national, state, and local can and should be doing? And who are the candidates that you admire for their positions on this question? And if we have a few minutes at the very end, I'll tell you what happened in my last class session today here in my course on leadership and the whole person at the Wharton School. I am Stu Friedman, and you're listening to Work and Life on Business Radio, powered by the Wharton School, Sirius XM 111. Stay with us.